I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And then tomorrow, the greatest day of the week, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's practically a holiday out there. All right. Well, I do have another one of these gut-wrenching COVID stories I told you can always send to me. But first, I feel like we need to pay our respects and give a shout-out to Vice President Dome. You see, Dome, I know you're going to be shocked by this. Somebody slammed into her rear end. Apparently, the headline is Kamala involved in a car accident. So, look, we don't know how hard it was. We are obviously grateful. Everyone's okay. That's probably a result of years and years of experience for her. But just look, it's not easy getting rear-ended. All right, I can't personally say, testify to that, but I know people have gotten rear-ended, and Lord knows it's happened to Kamala plenty of times. Just so shouts, thoughts, and prayers to Vice President Dome from us here at the Jesse Kelly Show to her. Now, let's get to something ugly. Let's talk about Chris. No, I'm kidding. No, seriously, let's get to something ugly. Because I saw our good friend Dr. Fauci's making the rounds again on the the comedy circuit. He's having a good old time with his old buddy Stephen Colbert out there.
Did ivermectin do anything?
No.
Okay. Humans do take it, but not for this purpose.
Right. It does not help with COVID, and it could be dangerous.
Okay. Hydroxychloroquine, did it do anything?
No.
No. So people who hoarded that?
No.
No reason to have done that. Okay. Right. Just checking.
Just, you got it.
It's so funny. Isn't it so funny? Oh, they went on.
Is the science in on whether the vaccine is safe?
Oh, without a doubt. It's been given to billions of people in billions of doses. So there's no doubt. Safety is off the table. There's no doubt. It's safe.
Mm-hmm. Email. Hello, Jesse. Can I tell you my COVID story about my son? He is also a special needs young man, profoundly autistic and nonverbal. He has never spoken, and he never will. Despite all attempts at speech therapy, the part of the brain that does that is just wired differently. He has his own way of communicating and overall does pretty well. Or did, until the state of Minnesota shut down in 2020. My son is now in his mid-20s and done with school. He lives in a group home and has done all right for himself until the shutdown. At that time, all-day programs shut down. And the staff started to wear masks around the clock and tried to keep the social distancing at all times. My son, though, doesn't understand even one of those things and would try to take the masks off and was getting more and more aggressive the more he had to spend all of his time at home. He would try to go out and was stopped. I think you can guess the trajectory this started to go on. He was a little too aggressive and was put in the hospital for weeks on end while they tried to figure out what to do. He's back at home at times, but has been put in the hospital 3 additional times since then. Anyway, when things started to get back to normal again, he was going back to the day programs, but his hospitalizations scared away the programs, and not one has accepted him since. What is he supposed to do now? His world was destroyed by this state, and he will very likely never be the same. Don't let them get away with this, Jesse. You are one of the few left who demand some accountability. My son's name is Brian, and he shouldn't be shoved aside like this. So once again, I want you to listen to the author of so much of Brian's pain and Stephen Colbert having a good old laugh.
Did ivermectin do anything?
No.
Okay. Humans do take it, but not for this purpose.
Right. It does not help with COVID, and it could be dangerous.
Okay. Hydroxychloroquine, did it do anything?
No.
No. So people who hoarded that...
No.
It's so funny. Remember when we pushed panic on all the country? We came up with stupid things that we now admit. We admit that they made up social distancing. Multiple doctors now have come out and said we made it up. Tell that to Brian, the special needs young man who, as a result of that completely arbitrary, made-up thing, had the rest of his life destroyed. You remember when I read that letter last night about the grandson, Warner? You remember that? I'm not going to read it for you again. I don't think I'll ever read it again. It was hard to read. I'm glad I read it. I don't regret it. It's on last night's podcast if you want to read it. Gentleman lost his grandson because of this stuff, because of these people, because of the Faucis of the world. You're going to die. Social, stand 6 feet away. That'll do something. It sounds so stupid and we make fun of it, but we set national policy based on that and we destroyed unending amounts of lives. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, ha ha ha, that's so stupid. I personally know multiple doctors who successfully treated patients with those drugs. So this is why, circling back to something we were already talking about, this is why I simply cannot stand this way of thinking anymore, and I won't stand for this way of thinking for any candidate I support for any office in the future.
What happened to the president in the 2016 election and throughout the first 2 years of his administration was abhorrent. The proper investigative and prosecutive standards of the Department of Justice were abused in order to reach a particular result. We saw two different standards of justice emerge, one that applied to President Trump and the other that applied to everybody else. We can't allow this ever to happen again. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise. We are not going to lower the standards just to achieve a result. The only way to stop this vicious cycle, the only way to break away from a dual system of justice, is to make sure that we scrupulously apply the single and proper standard of justice for everybody.
I will not stand by and just let people talk like that continually on the right. There's not going to be a tit for tat. Why is the standard GOP messaging right now, oh no, no, we're going to haul people in for trials. People have to be arrested. We need a special prosecutor for America's public health officials. And at the state level, you should be pushing red AGs and red governors to go after any Democrat politician that crushed their state and Republican politician. But maybe that's it. Maybe that's why we can't get the GOP to actually attack the people and give us a reckoning, a public hearing. Maybe that's why we can't do it. Because the truth is, I haven't forgotten how many of the GOP people were in on it. Don't get me wrong. I know every single person out there running for office now, they're all Mr. Freedom Fighter. Oh, most COVID lockdowns, those are crazy, right, guys? Oh, man, Democrats really suck. Can you believe that? I remember virtually every single national Republican. Oh, yeah, sorry, we got to shut it down. It's just 15 days. Hey, vaccines, those are sweet, right? Those will definitely work really well. Oh, sorry about the stroke you just had. Oh, no, the cloth on your face, that definitely does a lot. Oh, yeah, no, wear a piece of cloth. That microscopic virus, oh, no, you know what? One, that's not enough. Wear two, maybe a face shield. Shut down your school. Don't bury your dad. Oh, I remember all these Republicans who were all in on that. Oh, and they came around eventually, of course, in the standard Republican fashion. As I always say, you can always count on Republicans to come to the correct position on an issue at the precise moment it ceases doing any meaningful good. That's what they did, time after time after time after time again. But I think, you know what, you can send me these stories. If you have them, send them to me. I'm never going to let it go. I'm never going to forget how normal people were abused and then tossed aside. Like that story right there. That's a loving father who loves his son, Brian, special needs. And he watched his son's life be wrecked. And now everyone wants to move on. You hear it from both sides. The left wants to move on because they don't want anyone to really drill down just how responsible for all this is. The right just kind of wants to move on. Just because it was so bad and painful, I just kind of want to forget about it. Does Brian get to move on? Does Brian's father get to move on? If you're listening to me right now and you couldn't see your mother as she died in a hospital and you had to say goodbye to your mom over a Zoom call, do you just get to move on? Or will that linger with you the rest of your life, that that's what happened to you? If you took over the family business from your father and then his father had given it to him and you were so proud to be in that family business, you've been open 60, 70 years and you had to close it down forever because of social distancing, something they completely made up. Have you moved on? No, you haven't moved on, but you have been forgotten. People act like all these people that were crushed by this, like they don't matter at all. Well, they matter to me. They should matter to each and every one of us, and the people who did this should pay. There should be arrests and public trials for this. There should. All right, we're getting off that. I'm going to get to some emails. I'm going to get myself all mad. I'm not getting mad, Chris. It's Thursday. It's too close to Friday. I'm not going to get mad. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get off the show tonight. I have to go take the in-laws out for some Mexican food. We're all blah with the waitress. The wife will be embarrassed, Chris. But look, if I don't practice my Spanish, I can't stay at the top tier and probably have a margarita. And then I'm going to go home and I'm going to crawl into my Giza dream sheets on my bed and I'm going to drift off to sleep. The Giza dream sheets from MyPillow, it's made with the world's best cotton Giza. That's obviously why they're so incredible. They are so soft. We've had ours. Gosh, I think we've had them for over a year. We still will wake up in the morning and say, these are the best freaking sheets ever. And you know what it's done? I'm actually mad at Mike Lindell about this. It's ruined travel. You go stay at some hotel, all their sheets suck. Every hotel should be buying Giza Dream Sheets. So should you, especially when they're 60% off. Lowest price ever. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in now to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I can't believe I'm about to say these words, but there's a show out there called The Daily Show. It used to be kind of funny with Jon Stewart, and then, of course, he went far left, and then Stewart left, and they did that thing that so many shows do. I don't know why they do this. They took, like, the second-in-charge guy, and they gave him his own show, Stephen Colbert, and, of course, he sucks, right? Well, if he was any good, he wouldn't ever been the second guy. He's fine as the second guy. He can't lead his own show. And then they gave it to Trevor Noah. So either way, it's just a stupid show. It's not that funny. But there was a show on HBO called Veep. V-E-E-P. Veep. If you have ever been involved in politics at all, run for office or worked for somebody or something like that, and you don't mind bad language, it's not for the kids, not for the kids. It's one of the funniest, most honest, truest shows ever. Oh, Chris, it's pants wetting funny. And I mean pants wetting funny, buddy. Yeah, it's really, really good. And one of the main characters, well, the main character, I think her name's, what is it, Selena Kyle or something like that? That's the main character is a vice president who, well, she's just an idiot. She can't really talk, a total sociopathic idiot, basically like all of our politicians now. Well, The Daily Show, they did a mashup of Selena Kyle and Dome. And it is seriously one of the funniest things ever. I don't usually play other people's funny stuff. I just like to do my own show. This is genuinely hilarious.
My fellow Americans, words have many meanings, and sometimes instead of conveying our meaning, they can suggest other meanings.
When we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Well, we are the United States of America because we are united. And we are states.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Whatever we have in store cannot be known. The past was once the future, The future is, I should say, unknown.
We got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Obesity is a serious disease, and it needs to be taken seriously.
You need to get to go, and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
I hope that clarifies the issue, and this can be the last word on those words.
Certain issues are just settled.
Clearly we're not.
No, that's right, and that's why I do believe that we are living, sadly, in real unsettled times.
Oh, look, what are we going to do but laugh? We have to laugh, all right? Jesse,
you and or Michael Berry have referred to the 50 states as 50 laboratories on certain issues. That was Michael, not me, but now I'm going to refer to it like that and take all the credit. Michael, my mentor, Michael Berry, would appreciate that. Let each state do their own thing and see what works and see what fails. I propose we do that for the national divorce. 50 separate countries. Details for national defense could possibly be worked out in a NATO kind of way where everyone pays their share if you want protection. I don't really need this read on air. I just wanted to hear your thoughts about it. What, Chris? Yeah, it is funny. Chris said, wasn't that the original idea? We've gone so far away from how we were founded as a country. We have gotten so far away that even people, you know, hardcore right-wingers like you and me, we lose sight of it because we've never lived how independent the states were. You forget, before we had what we have now, they had another agreement. And the government was even smaller in that one. They didn't want the government to do anything. The only thing the government was supposed to be allowed to do in this country was the things that no way you could let each state do on its own. Like, currency is a great example. Okay, each state can't print its own money. Then you're driving from Tennessee into the Carolinas. You can't spend money. It wouldn't work. Okay, so currency, that's obviously something that has to be done at the federal level. Military. But even that, keep in mind, was supposed to be small. Now, they always knew we wanted a big Navy. We had to have a Navy. We got a big ocean here, a couple of them now. But they didn't want a big standing army. They spoke out loudly against it. They went, hey, states, you guys do your own militia thing. Just do the militia thing over there. The states were your country. If you would have gone back to New York in 1820, you would have heard people talking about New York this and New York that a lot more than you heard them talking about America. Same in places like South Carolina. Where are you from? I'm from South Carolina. If you were from South Carolina and you went overseas to France and somebody asked where you were from, you would say, South Carolina is where I'm from. The United States, we just know it as a word. It was supposed to be all these different United countries. But people bring this up a lot. We need to return to federalism. We just got to return to federalism. Return to state rights. Man, I want that too. I'm sign me up. Is there somewhere there's a sign up list? Because I'll put my name next to it. But let's not be naive. They're not going to let us go. All the communists have acquired all this power at a federal level and all this control over the states. They're not just going to wake up tomorrow morning and get tired of it. Oh, that reminds me. Actually, that reminds me. I have a little funny. You ready for a little funny? I'll tell you a little funny in a second. Before we go, but before I do that, let me talk to you real quick about your water. You shower in it. You drink it. I've got a plastic bottle of it sitting beside me. You know there's estrogen in this, right? Testosterone levels don't drop by 50% in 50 years unless there are reasons. There are estrogens in your shower water, in the water you drink. Fellas, that's not going to work. We're not even going to have a country if we turn into that. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, get a female vitality stack. Male vitality stack, female vitality stack. And sign up. The subscriptions are best because they're 35% off the subscriptions. You can cancel at any time. If it doesn't do what I tell you, cancel it. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. choq.com, promo code Jesse. Give it 90 days. You're not going to believe how good you feel. choq.com, promo Jesse.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know why you have to keep bringing that up, Chris. I'm still wounded by that. Chris brought up when the Beach Boys were serenading us. I don't know if I used that word right, but I think I did, right, Chris? Whatever. Anyway, you know, only one of the Beach Boys knew how to surf. I remember being so devastated when I found that out, and that was only like a year ago. I was crushed. All your childhood heroes. You can't trust what you think. You can't trust what you see out there. Anyway, I told you I had a little funny before we get back to the emails, and I want to get to this poor baker in Colorado getting attacked by the LGBTQ Air Force mob and these guys. So you remember, I've been to Nantucket. You know, Chris? Famous authors, we go to Nantucket to finish up our books. In all seriousness, a couple weeks ago, I went to Nantucket to finish the book. You can't buy it yet. Don't worry. There's nothing. I'll let you know. We had to rent a house up there, which was freaking expensive, I should point out. But anyway, we rent a house up there. The house, I don't know whether or not they're flaming libs or not. But Joe Biden famously goes to Nantucket all the time. Always does Thanksgiving up there. So in the bathroom downstairs, over the toilet, is a picture of one of the children of the home with Joe Biden on it. Now, so I'm assuming we're dealing with card-carrying Democrats. Nobody, would you have a picture of Joe Biden with your child? I mean, I wouldn't let Joe Biden within 20 feet of my child, I'll tell you that much, but you know what I mean. You wouldn't do that, so I'm assuming. Now they have, in the home, they have a guest book there. And they ask people, the people who rented out the home, they ask them to sign the guest book. So you open it up and you see a bunch of little kids. Had a blast in your house. Thank you. Bunch of people just put their signature on it. You know what I put in there, Chris? Jesse Kelly was here. That's all I put in the book. The thought of some absolute card-carrying communist opening up that book and finding that out. And then, I want to tell you what the book is so bad, but I can't tell you. When they found out the subject of the book that was written in their home, it just makes me smile to no end. I can't help myself. I love it. Jesse, of course, you got a convertible VW Beetle, and it had to be a convertible to fit your big head and you driving around jamming to the Pink Panther soundtrack. Okay, one, let's have a talk. What's the deal with convertibles? Can somebody explain convertibles to me? Because I want you to think for a moment. Let's just pause. Look, we're going to deal with the hard issues of the day right now. I want you to think about this. Let's think about all the various kinds of weather there are out there. You got rain, snow, you know, things like that. Is there a more miserable kind of weather than wind? Has anybody, look, this is better. Tons of people have looked out and said, I wish it was a light rain. It'd be really good. We need some rain. Or people have said, man, it's almost Christmas time. We need a good snow. I wish it was snowing so we'd go play in the snow. Has a single human being in the history of mankind ever looked out the door and said, I wish it was windy. You know what we need? A lot of wind. I think it'd be great if I walked outside and my clothes were flapping everywhere. I can't see. It's blowing things in my face. In fact, I want to get on the car and I want it to basically try to blow me off the road. I think that would be so much fun. What, Chris? I know I have less hair to worry about, Chris. That's not what I'm talking about. Now, which brings me to the convertible. You have a car, four tires, engine, air conditioning, Bluetooth probably, heat in the car. You took a vehicle that allowed you to sit inside of a comfortable, climate-controlled pod and safely get you to where you're going at any temperature you please. On my way home tonight, if I want my car to be 65 degrees, it'll be 65 degrees. If the wife's controlling it, it'll be 85 degrees and anything in between. But you took a car like that and you said to yourself, you know what this car needs? Wind. You know what would be way better is wind. I think I want to drive so I can't hear anything. I just want wind just blowing in my hair. What is the point of the convertible? It makes no sense whatsoever. It's the stupidest thing. So no, I didn't buy a convertible VW Beetle. What, Chris? Okay. No, I don't even have a gigantic head, all right? It's an above average sized head. It's not gigantic. My head is proportional to the rest of my body. I'm 6'8". So yes, I know. And yes, I see all your, quite frankly, hurtful comments about how big my feet are, about how big my hands are. Clay and Buck, my former friends, have already told me they're not taking pictures with me anymore because then everyone makes fun of them for being short because I tower over them, even though they're both 6-footers. I know. If I had a small head, what would I look like with a small head? I would look ridiculous. I have a head that is proportional to the rest of my body. Okay? All right? Not very nice. And I'm such a nice person. Don't forget, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Oh, great frontman of the most awesome band ever. I've always wanted to be a rock star. And wish to know when the auditions start for Delirious Consequences. Though I also shred a mean air guitar, I would never dream of trying to overshadow the symmetrical one. Thankfully, my eardrum skills are as amazing as my air guitar. You know what? We should hold tryouts for the band, Chris. What? Don't roll your eyes. I think that would be fun. Why? Chris doesn't want people to shine. He wants to try to hog all the credit for himself. Hey, Jesse. You said you were an amazing napper and contribute part of that skill to the Marine Corps, being able to nap anywhere, anytime. I, too, acquired that skill. My question is, what was your go-to pillow out in the field? Mine was either my Kevlar or my Camelback. He said, also, do you have any good stories of getting caught sleeping? Oh, okay. One, getting caught sleeping. Let me explain what he means. If you have never been, I don't need to put it that way. There's always someone awake in the Marine Corps. Always. Even if you're in the barracks, there's a watch walking around. If you're out in the field, there's a watch. We call it a fire watch. There's always somebody awake. You never, ever, 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 under any circumstances, put everyone to sleep. That's just basic discipline. There always has to be somebody up. And let me tell you, it sucks. Because you have to do the watch when you're a brand new Marine and you're tired all the time because you're doing all kinds of physically grueling work all the time. When it comes time to eat and or sleep, that is precious time. And so here's how it'll work. Sometimes you'll have to do an hour and then you have to go wake up the next guy and he has to wake up and do an hour. Then he wakes up the next guy, you have a list. Sometimes it's 2 hours, 3 hours. There are no cell phones, by the way. We didn't even have them when I was in. It's 2-3 hours of you by yourself most of the time in the dark. And you don't want to be caught sleeping. If you get caught sleeping, and I've seen this before in the Marines, you'd rather die. They will abuse you on levels you cannot possibly imagine. Your life for at least the next 24 hours, if not longer, will be a living hell, an absolute living hell. You don't want to get caught sleeping. Because I witnessed that happen to enough people, I actually never fell asleep on watch. I was very much, I redefined average when it came to Marines. I did not fall asleep. However, go-to pillow, definitely the Camelback. The water bladder that you sleep on, oh, makes an outstanding, it's like having a little mini waterbed. All right. I have a bunch of headlines I didn't get to. I'm going to get to them. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's the weekend, baby. I know tomorrow's Friday, I know it is, but Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is part of the weekend. It's something that, look, I know you live and die for it, obviously. What, Chris? They do. Hey, real quick, don't be a cheapo. Help out some widows and orphans. Tunnel to Towers, they ask us for $11 a month. And I can't wait to see this. I told you about this before, the Do Good Village in Florida. It's in Lando Lakes, Florida. They're building a 110-home community, an entire community, and it's all for widows and orphans. So they can all come together and live together and heal together and support each other. They just do awesome stuff. But again, you know I've been involved in that nonprofit world. I moved to D.C. for a year, and I got to see the ugly underbelly of that nonprofit world. Go look up Tunnel to Towers. I don't want you to take my word for it. In fact, every time you ever think about giving a dime to whatever cause it is, no matter how good it sounds, I want you to look them up first. There's a bunch of charity rating places. Go look up Tunnel to Towers' charity rating. Yeah. Now you know why I ask. Your money goes to the widows and orphans. Go to T2T.org. Sign up to give $11 a month automatically. T2T.org. All right? I had to read this one before I get to headlines because it applies to me today. Dear Jesse, my mom loves to eat outside, and I think it's crazy. One time we went to this restaurant on Lake Minnetonka up here in Minnesota, and the restaurant has seating right next to the lake, and my mom insisted we eat outside by the lake. Nope. I forced her to eat inside where it was air-conditioned and not 90 degrees. And for some strange reason, they have a smaller menu when you eat outside. Not sure why that is. Almost happened to me today. Get this, Chris. We drove. I told you I had to take the in-laws to lunch. I got to take the in-laws to lunch. Princess, if you're listening, I said I got to take the in-laws to lunch. I got to take the in-laws to lunch today. Me, the wife, the in-laws. I drove with my father-in-law. Wife drove with her mother. They got there a little bit ahead of us. I walk up, and it turned out my mother-in-law, who's always cold, just like her daughter is, had tried to get us a table outside. It's like 87 degrees today in Houston. Yeah, it is, Chris. It's like 87 degrees today. And the humidity, I haven't looked. I bet you it's hovering somewhere around 200%. I don't go sit outside so I can sit in my own butt sweat while I eat breakfast, okay? Eat inside. This goes right back to the convertible thing. I don't understand it at all. And you know what? We're not going to get on a sidetrack here. I'm too focused to allow something like that to happen, Chris.
And now...
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Colorado baker fighting ruling over gender transition cake. The Colorado baker who won a partial Supreme Court victory after refusing on religious grounds to make gay wedding couples cakes is challenging a separate ruling because they tried to get the guy to make him a gender transition cake. Here's a little reminder to you. The LGBTQ activists, they're not after tolerance. They're not after equality. Those are all absolute lies they tell you. They are attempting to smash the right, particularly the Christian right. They are very much the tip of the spear for smashing the Christian church with the communists in America, which the communists in America have wanted to do for a very long time. These people are vicious little monsters. And you know what? Not to get off on a side tangent here, but I just heard another church, I forget whose it was, someone told me his pastor got up and talked about, oh, we got to be above all that politics. Churches should be leading their people en masse to the polls to vote. In mass. Instead, we get that, well, we should turn the other cheek, guys. Pathetic. Biden administration weighs complete block on offshore oil drilling as gas prices keep rising. Here's a little reminder to you that Joe Biden and his administration are in no way failing in the eyes of the communists. It has been one gigantic success because the destruction is the goal. The destruction is intentional. They're not looking at your gas prices or your prices on anything and saying to themselves, did we screw something up here? The thought never even entered their mind. It is all going according to plan. FBI won't say if it has arrested anyone over attacks on pro-life organizations. Well, why would they arrest themselves? California will start handing out $1,050 stimulus checks to residents this week to combat inflation. You have got to love that. Can you even wrap your mind around what that's going to do to the budget in California? Smashing an already bloated budget. My goodness, these blue states are going to implode bad. North Korea flies warplanes near South Korea after missile launches. Are all the nuclear powers circling each other now? Because I feel like all the nuclear powers are circling each other now. Russia's on the move. North Korea's firing ballistic missiles. Joe Biden's got a carrier group on the move. That doesn't seem good. Federal appeals court rules Obama-era DACA program is illegal, but says the 600,000 already in the U.S. can stay. And this is what the communist does so well. He pushes for what he wants. Whether it's legal or illegal, it doesn't go into his mind. He understands, just jam it through right now. Just cram it in there. And even if it gets overturned in the end, you'll still come out better off than you were before. Sure, DACA is illegal now, but those are 600,000 brand new Democrat voters in the country permanently. Freaking brilliant. Louisiana is divesting treasury funds from BlackRock. The state treasurer says ESG investing threatens democracy, economic freedom, and individual liberty. Watching these red states start to reject ESG and these sick communists who are trying to bankrupt us warms my heart, but it also means we're definitely going to need a national divorce. Study: childlessness leads to liberalism, support for homosexuality, abortion, and promiscuity, while parenthood creates conservatism and traditional values. Gee, I can't imagine why. Elise Stefanik demands Biden crime family reveal Delaware guest list. Here's a reminder that on top of every other institution they've corrupted, the Secret Service themselves, they're covering for Joe Biden by not announcing who visits him in Delaware when he spends 28% of his time in Delaware. They actually pulled the records. Were we supposed to be keeping records? Man, I had no idea. My bad. Look, we had it right here. Must have lost the logbook. All right. You, me, we're going to have a good day tomorrow. We're going to spend all 3 hours answering your questions. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. That's not true. Maybe you'll cry. I don't think I'll cry. But we're going to laugh, talk about the news of the day. Whatever you want to talk about, email your questions in right now. Email them to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm also going to be on Clay and Buck's show tomorrow at 2:30 Eastern time to defend my honor against those snakes who were besmirching me about the tequila shots. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.